Many people find it unusually difficult to actually remember to be kind to their bodies twice a day, once in the morning and once before they go to bed. Has this been the case for you? Since receiving this invitation, how many times each day have you had an opportunity to be kind to your body? 0, 1, 2, 5, 10, 20. How many times? Why is it that it is so easy to forget to be kind to our body? There are many reasons, of course, but some of those reasons fall under the rubric of images that we see of body types that are supposed to be the ideal body types. Movie actors, athletes, models, you name it. If you'll step back, however, ask yourself the question, what have these individuals done to their bodies in order for them to take the particular shape that we see? Many models starve themselves with anorexia and risk death. Many athletes take steroids. They also tend to have early deaths because they have abused their bodies so horribly. Many actors have facelifts. Facelifts are painful, and they also create significant trauma to a body. These are the ideal body types, I ask you? I don't think so. What are your criticisms of your body? Face up to it. Of course, you're only talking to yourself. You're only making a confession that you can hear now. What criticisms do you have? Are your legs too short? Is your belly too fat? Are your breasts too small or large? Is your hair too wiry or too gray? Do you have too many wrinkles? Do you have flab under your chin? Are your muscles like spaghetti? What are your criticisms? Have I landed on any that resonate with you? You see, all of these are simply judgments that we have. Judgments of a body that actually is performing miracles for us day in and day out. The key idea here is that our bodies cannot thrive or heal under such bombardment. Nothing can thrive under these types of attacks, these mental thought forms that damage the cells and tissues of our precious bodies. Children can't survive these types of insults and attacks. Pets certainly cannot survive them. And by the way, potted plants can't either. When we offer workshops, we'll typically bring two potted plants. One of them we invite people to be kind to, and the other we invite people to ignore. At the end of just 2 days, guess which plant is withering away quickly? This, as it turns out, this mindfulness task of being kind to your body is worth far more than any medicine, any surgery, or any therapy that you can pursue. Some people believe that this is actually a selfish act. Let me clue you in. If you can't honestly and genuinely be totally and thoroughly loving to your body, it won't be possible for you to do the same to others. If then your wish is to give to others, to be kind to others, and to be of service, the best way to learn how to do all of that is to learn how to be continuously kind to this precious vehicle that you occupy, this vehicle of your body. Honor it, treasure it, and thank your body day in and day out for all that it does for you. Robert Rogers, and this is Parkinson's Recovery. Good day.